This is the food pyramid, a construct that's familiar to entire generations of American school children. The only problem is that it's pretty much all nonsense. At some point in the relatively recent past, the way we ate, the way we cooked, the way we nourished ourselves became distorted. And the dietary habits that our bodies and brains were built on naturally became clouded in confusion. Over the past 100 years, our dietary habits moved from primarily local, farm-fresh foods to prepackaged, processed convenience items. But beyond those changes, an overwhelming form of diet culture also permeates almost every aspect of today's society. Consumers are constantly bombarded with confusing, conflicting, or just plain inaccurate information about foods and their influence on health and well-being. It's challenging enough just to sift through all that information, let alone figure out how you can effectively harness it to make positive changes to your diet. Think about how your ancestors ate, the way back ones, before we settled down and began to rely on the central agricultural crops, corn, wheat, and rice. These people were inextricably linked to their own environments and the foods that existed there. In general, a hunter-gatherer diet would consist of about 130 different foods, far more than that of their more recent agricultural counterparts. Yet, even through most of the next few millennia, the vast majority of a person's sustenance came from local sources and simple, whole ingredients. Our great-grandparents nourished themselves with fresh, seasonal, whole foods grown and nurtured on farms located within a dozen miles from their homes. Fast forward to today. Now, every year, there's a new trendy diet that hits the mainstream. You may notice this year's hot take on food will often reverse the mainstays of last year's recommended guidelines. And more often than not, the only thing that these different fad diets have in common is the message that you're somehow eating all wrong. The end result of all this back and forth for many people is fear and shame. And for the millions who struggle with anxiety, all the conflicting information can make them feel even more fretful about their food choices. They feel like this is something they will just never get right. Today, the American foodscape is built on the foundation of industrialized farming operations and prepackaged items. Nearly 60% of what we consume falls into the category of processed food, with its correspondingly excessive levels of refined carbohydrates and sugar, food dyes, trans fats, and preservatives. You can't drive more than a few blocks without passing a fast food joint or convenience store. Sugar intake, particularly processed sugar, has skyrocketed. In many developed countries, the amount of sugar consumed has risen to over 150 pounds per person per year. The types of foods that are most accessible and being actively marketed to you and your family are full of the very ingredients your doctors are strongly warning you to avoid. Look at the ingredient labels of many packages in the grocery store, and you'll likely see more chemicals than actual food ingredients. Not only does this make it harder for us to eat the nutrients that can help us bolster and curate our own mental well-being, essential nutrients we best get through consumption of the foods that contain them, but the typical Western diet also has us taking in a number of nutrients and molecules that are actually detrimental to brain health. As we move forward, I want to reiterate there is no one right way to eat or organize your diet for optimal mental health and well-being. As an individual and as an eater, your journey is like no one else's, and that's the way it should be. No one wants to live like our hunter-gatherer ancestors or eat exactly like they ate. So it's about making more informed choices within a modern context. And as a psychiatrist and therapist, my goal is always to help my patients embrace progress, not perfection. To make that progress, it's important that you respect your unique tastes, your culture, and your values about food, which are as individual as your experiences with the other facets of mental fitness. It's at this point where many people I've spoken with have the idea, wait a second, what about supplements? For almost 100 years, many Americans have relied on a daily multivitamin to increase levels of certain vitamins and minerals. Supplements can be helpful in addressing nutrient deficiencies, of course. Your physician may have even prescribed some to you. But multivitamins and other supplements cannot fully replace the nutritional value of good, real, whole food. It comes down to matters like absorption. Your body is designed to absorb vital nutrients from food. Common minerals, some of which we'll be talking about in the next section, like calcium, magnesium, and iron, can actually block each other from being absorbed into the body through the gut. When two or more are packed into pill form, it can create a traffic jam, so to speak, and your body struggles to absorb the full amount. There are so many other problems with supplements. It's one of the reasons that I choose, and I ask you to choose, a food-first philosophy. Not that perhaps there might be a supplement that could help you, or if your healthcare practitioner has suggested you take something, that you should throw it out. But what I mean is that the first way to think about the nutrients that you need and where to get them is to think about food. Supplements come with other issues. They're full of adulterants, meaning things that aren't supposed to be in there. In fact, every year the FDA seizes hundreds of different brands of supplements for having things like pharmaceutical medications, analogs of pharmaceutical medications, or just plain toxins like lead or cadmium. That's nothing that you want messing with your brain health. And another problem I see, just simply put, is people come in with so many different supplements, there's no way to really know what's helping and what isn't. It's some idea that people have gotten that just because something is natural or it says it's a vitamin, that it's actually okay for your brain. And that's just not simply the case. So what happens over time is that instead of getting vital nutrients found naturally in whole foods that provide the building blocks for healthy brains and healthy brain cells, we are instead getting a host of manufactured food-like substances, things we collectively refer to as supplements. The vast majority of Americans, according to the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, aren't meeting the recommended daily allowance for key nutrients for your mental health and mental wellness. About half of us don't meet the daily requirements for zinc. 68% of people don't get enough magnesium, and a whopping 75% of people aren't getting enough folate, vitamin B9. And as we've established, our brains will struggle to function their best if they can't get the basic elements they need to flourish, things found in nutrient-dense foods. So if you've bought into what I've been saying so far, you're probably now thinking, fine, okay, nutrients are good, processed foods are bad, so what should I be eating? And that's what we'll be talking about next, the most important nutrients that bolster mental health and equip you with the tools to live a healthier, more enjoyable, better nourished life.
Let's talk about some key takeaways from this module. In the past 100 years, our diets have shifted dramatically. We've gone from eating local farm fresh foods to the prepackaged, highly processed foods that are central to the modern American diet. Today, 60% of what we consume falls into the category of processed foods. Sugar consumption has skyrocketed, and we are eating the wrong fats for brain health. As consumers, we are constantly bombarded with confusing and often inaccurate information about food and how it impacts our health. The truth is, there is no one right way to eat. We need to be able to make more informed choices in a modern context. Many people eat a diet that is deficient in several key nutrients that our brains need to function at their best. Multivitamins and supplements can be helpful, but they cannot fully replace the nutritional value of whole food. That's why a food-first philosophy is the best way to start feeding your mental health. So, what should you be eating? That's what we're going to be talking about in the next module.